88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.
Hey, J360 Legion, welcome to another J360 Mini Bytes.
Monster Fest, J360 Radio.
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? Welcome to Mini Bytes 231, and it's a Monster Fest special, and I am your host, J-Man, of course, and it feels so good to be here on the mic again. Oh, man, this is the 5th and final week of Monster Fest, and let me tell you this, it seemed like the special went kind of quick this year, you know what I'm saying? Well, granted, we did start first week of October instead of last week of September, so that would have something to do with it. And I gotta say, you know, this was pretty fun. I loved it. You know, of course, you know, your life when it tries to get in the way and all that stuff, you know, you go ahead and you keep doing what you can, you do what you can. One way or another, like I said, this is gonna build up to even better festas down the road. See what I'm saying? Even though this is like the 7th one, I know number 8 is really good because, hell, I'm working on that right now. You know, like, and the thing about it is that really getting all the spooks and ghosts and ghouls together, you know, this year was kind of tough, you know, trying to get the clips for you all without Facebook coming in the way or YouTube coming in the way was something else. But, you know, we managed to make newer ways of doing things, and plus I still got a few things to toss your way to finish out the week strong. So, you know, like I said, looking at this festivities this year, I loved it. I really did enjoy like how everything was, and not to mention Special Projects Week. Last week was amazing, y'all. I mean, think about it. Like, who would have thought that Project Conference would come back with a newer episode? And not only that, that new episode starts the whole second season of Project Conference, so you have a lot of things coming your way with that. Not to mention my great guests, Dan and Brent from Clock Out Films, like, and the whole thing about Slaughter Beach, which, by the way, I hope you've all taken the time to look at what they have done, see what they're creating, and dived into their first State of Fear movie that'll be coming, you know, because there's still plenty of time to invest in it if you'd like to, and I am very, very excited for what those guys have next and proud of what they have done so far. So this has just been amazing to put that together, in addition to, like, you know, Frightful Refrains Volume 2. Like, that whole special was incredible as well. You know, it was like 2 years coming, because we did the first one in like 2022, and I've even taken the first one after having so much fun doing Volume 2, and I brought that onto Mixlr as well, in addition to another selected playlist for the exclusive page, which, by the way, if you have paid attention to the ko-fi.com/J360Productions, yes, look into it, because it is taking shape and form. And if you ever like to support J360 Productions for the future, you know, get things going, that will be the place to go, in addition to another page I'll have set up. So, because, you know, like, a lot of us don't use the same pages and all that jazz. And I am starting to consolidate a lot of things around here. Which, by the way, for those of you that are wondering about the broadcast page and the, let's see, the broadcast page and the Facebook group, they're about to go away. You know, because, like, to be honest with you, I really am getting tired of Meta's BS, too. So I am trying to move on from that. The Facebook page will be there, so don't you worry about that. That's not going anywhere. But the group page, that's going, and also the broadcast page. I think, if anything else, you want to stay in step with J360 Productions and get the full rhythm of things, the best place would be is Discord. All right, you know what I'm saying? Like, that would be the best place. Yeah, I knew there was a reason that I still had it, y'all. And a big bonus of the season is, for those of you that signed up and were a part of it, you actually could join me in on the Monster Fest movies. So, yeah, you can drop in, you can talk, chat for a while, look at the movies like I am, along with me and Marco and Mark, just to name a few. We have just been enjoying the whole thing. Al comes in now and again. It's just been, like, amazing to see, like, everybody watch these movies and give their takes on things, not to mention, like, ooh, there's been a lot of bad movies, but there's been a lot of good movies, too. And that's still going on until we get to the end. So, like, November 4th is the final day for everything. So, that will be going on throughout the rest of the fest. Speaking of which, as for reviews, I know the reviews usually pop in throughout the festivities, but they kind of were put to the back burner, but don't you worry about it. Before the fest ends, you'll be seeing all the reviews of the films that we have watched and the fest thus far. And yeah, plenty of them are good. You know, technically I already gave you guys a good one, and that is Slaughter Beach. Got at least a 4. You know what I'm saying? It was wonderful, it was enjoyable, and I didn't want to bleach my eyes out, like, at the end of it, so that's a win-win right there. But yeah, I definitely love that film, and then not to mention, you know, Theater of Terror was really good. That definitely is up there with a 4 as well. Its sequel, close, they kind of dragged on too long with a story in the middle, so I would give that a 3. But you know what, though? It's not just my words. You guys want to see copies of this, right? So you will be seeing that soon enough. But I could go all day talking to you guys about these whole things of how we went through a lot to make the fest this year. Or I could go ahead and tell you what's coming up. And let me go about that. You have the mini bites happening right now where we recap and we work on the future of what's going to happen. However, tomorrow there's no shows happening. It's a very special presentation tomorrow. A very special off-air adventure, if you will. The J-Man's birthday is tomorrow. That's right. I'm not doing anything. Yeah. I'm just going to be chilling out for a while. But if you would like to leave a message, or if you like to tell me happy birthday or something, you can call the hotline number at 240-903-1634. Or you can go ahead and shout out to me on a lot of the socials that are out here. Depending on whatever you would like to do, it would be really, really cool to hear from y'all about it. And, you know, I knew it was coming, but not 40 yet, but not exactly away from 40, 38, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not worried about it. I'm going to take it like I normally do. I'm very excited to see what Chapter 38 is going to be. And not to mention, I'm still going to be making these awesome shows, because I told you, Monster Fest will continue on again. And not to mention, like, we have something big happening in November. So, we got a lot to look forward to, guys. Speaking of which, though, let's stick to now. So, nothing's happening on Wednesday. But Thursday, Halloween, however, you are getting an all-new J-Man show. That's 353. And on Friday, continuing our special projects line, Jams TV 11 is happening at 10 o'clock on Friday night. So those are your three shows right there. And then not to mention what's going to be leading on to the end of all this, that Jams TV 11 is the grand finale for the whole shebang. You know what I mean? This is just going to be really, really cool. And as we ride out to, like, November 4th and eventually have to go Christmas shopping, if you haven't done it already. I gotta say, like, it has just been enjoyable putting on this content for you guys. And I am very happy to see that, you know, Jams made it to 100 episodes in the Monster Fest. The J-Man show has been hitting with all those scary stories. Not to mention the fun of telling you all the news that's coming about here on the Mini Bites. And, of course, starting the second season of Project Conference in addition to like leveling up J360 Jams TV. You just can't ask for better milestones than that. That's something to be very proud of. And for all of you that have been involved and patient with me and working with me and listening to all of these throughout it all, I got to give you all special thanks. So, you know, thank you for being there. It just keeps me going every time. And, you know, I'm looking forward to giving you guys some great stuff as we finish off 2024 and get to 2025. You know, it's just a lot of great things have happened for all of us that have been here. And of course, you know, the adventure always continues. So as I tell you this stuff, this is for this week. But you know, like I said, going into November, you may see some new different things. So you just got to stay tuned to it. But all in all, though, guys, take care of yourselves. This is J-Man signing off. And once again, thank you all for being there. Peace.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.